Many people around the world will become amateur stargazers tonight, looking up at the sky to witness one of the most unique astrological events of the year. KDLG's Adam Kane has the story.
Beginning at approximately 9:33 p.m. tonight, the Earth will move into the path between the Sun and the Moon, creating a total lunar eclipse. The Moon will be completely immersed in the shadow as the Moon continues on its rotation around the Earth for about an hour between 10:41 and 11:53 p.m. Palmer Bailey is a former astronomy professor and now produces a weekly radio show called Planetary Matters. He says that tonight's eclipse will cause the Moon to change colors.
It will look quite dark. There'll be a little bit of illumination. You'll still be able to see it. That full eclipse will last for quite a long time, about an hour and 12 minutes. During the time that it's in there, the only light that will be illuminating the Moon will be that which is refracted through the Earth's atmosphere. Just as we see the Sun when it's below the horizon lighting the sky at sunrise, the sky is a reddish color because the light that comes through the atmosphere is refracted back down. It's bent by the atmosphere as it goes through a little bit.
Bailey goes on to say that sunlight is bent around the Earth because of the lighter atmosphere that hangs above the heavier atmosphere. That combination, he says, will likely cause the Moon to appear the dark red color that sometimes is seen during a sunrise or a sunset.
What is happening on the Moon, the only light that's getting there is that which is refracted through the atmosphere. So all of the sunsets and all of the sunrises at that moment all around the entire world are refracting some of the light onto the Moon. And thus it'll be fairly dark, but there'll be a reddish color to it. This effect is called a blood moon.
Lunar eclipses are not entirely rare. However, Bailey says that the eclipse occurring tonight and lasting into tomorrow morning is unique in its timing.
Tomorrow, December 21st at 2:30 p.m., the Sun will reach its most southerly point on the ecliptic. That's the path that the Sun takes across the sky. So it's been moving south for the last 6 months. And what that does, of course, it puts more shadow of the Earth on where we are, and thus we get shorter days. So that's the winter solstice. At that point, the Sun will reach its most southerly point and begin then a six-month journey back to the north. So all within 24 hours here, we've got a total lunar eclipse, a good one, and we have the winter solstice within that same 24 hours.
There are generally a couple lunar eclipses during each calendar year. Bailey says that a telescope isn't necessary to see tonight's eclipse. However, binoculars could make it more enjoyable.
You certainly don't need a telescope. You can see the Moon very well without that. Binoculars always make the Moon more exciting when you look at it that way. But it's basically the hour before midnight, from about 10:40 till about 11:53, technically. Go out there, certainly by 11 o'clock, and take a look at the Moon, if the clouds will allow it. And you can see an amazing effect, or a simple thing like a shadow.
At about 11:53 p.m. tonight, the upper edge of the Moon will begin to move out of the Earth's shadow, and by 1 a.m., the Moon will be completely out of the shadow once again. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.